This is the Truth Network.
We say a lot of things with frequency, with import, but sometimes we don't know what they mean. Like, is retirement in the Bible? And of course, so many Christians, sanctified Christian radio guys like me, say, of course it's not. But it's really cool when we see that statement, retirement is not in the Bible, lived out and displayed by a man of God who I've known for a long time. He's mentored me and a ton of people at my church, and he's got a math curriculum. He's traveling across the world, reaching people in Eastern Europe, in Ukraine. He's doing a lot for the kingdom, and he's in the studio right now. Joe Lineberry, good to see you, my friend.
Well, thanks, Stu. I appreciate being here. It's very nice.
This is long overdue, man.
You're kind.
It's interesting. You know, when you mentioned all the stuff you were doing, and then you just kind of threw in there that you're retired. And I thought, this doesn't seem right. I mean, you're doing all this ministry for the Lord. You're more, doing more stuff. I'm fully engaged, and I'm younger than you. I'm not retired. You're doing more than I'm doing in the kingdom. But tell us a little bit about what drives your engine for people listening out there.
Well, actually, when I turned 55, I had this thought. I don't know if it was a correct thought, but the thought was, well, what if I only live 10 more years? What am I going to do with my last 10 years? So at that point, I decided to, or I asked my company, Aon, if I could not manage and go to 4 days a week and start spending more time doing, I guess, what I felt God was calling me to do. So that actually, I started retirement when I was 55.
Wow, so you were thinking about it long before even the day came.
Yeah, and say, so now, you know, now I'm 66, and actually I haven't died yet.
So you're still here?
I'm still here. So, but it is still like, okay, well, what am I going to do to make a difference in the last few years of my life, however many years that is?
Amen.
So that's really where I am.
Yeah.
And so Aon helped fund my retirement, so I appreciate that. And so it makes it really nice to be able to try to ask God, well, what's up and what should I be doing?
So cool. And I want everyone to catch what he just said, because God has put so many people listening in professional careers. And it could be bottle washer, janitorial, could be running massive companies. But the fact is you're being paid by a secular company, in a lot of cases, to
Correct.
Reach people, to reach the world for Jesus. I mean, could you think of a better dream situation for a believer, Joe? But we don't always look at it that way.
Well, we're definitely in a blessed situation, right? I mean, I'm not sure if other generations will be where we are.
Yeah. So what are you doing with what God's given you? And Joe Lineberry, who now is fully retired, I guess, right? At this point,
Correct.
Fast forward past 55, you are doing all kind. I mean, I'm holding my hand here, a whole thing called the Gift of Numbers Math Curriculum. So you have you've always had a passion for numbers.
I have, yes.
Take us back.
Yeah, so I'm, by background, before I retired, I was a CPA.
Okay.
So Rachel Rogers, who is an elementary school teacher at Old Richmond, she and I have banded together to write a book, a series of math books that teach math using literature, or we say fantasy literature. So it's all about the world of odd and even numbers. So we follow what's going on with the antics of the odd and even numbers, but at the same time we're teaching addition, recognition of odd and even numbers, subtraction, graphing, and believe it or not, they do fractions in the second grade these days.
That's
crazy. So that's what we're trying to teach, and we're teaching it through literature.
That's pretty cool.
Then the second thing that we've been led to do is find donors who will donate the books to the public schools. So companies like Novant Health and BB&T,
yeah.
Delta Dental, Aon have all donated books.
Wow.
You know, so we're obviously looking for those who might do that.
That's something. Now, as a basketball player who's always struggled with math, you're speaking like a foreign language. But I'm nodding and going right along with you.
Gotcha.
Because you're using math to touch kids and help them educationally. You've also reached kids for Jesus and encourage them to grow, to find God, because it all points to the Creator, doesn't it?
Well, we're trying to do that as well, yes.
Yeah, that is so cool. So you're pinching for math and the numbers and all that, and also teaching business principles in Ukraine. I want to get to that, but tell us, how did Joe come to know Christ? Tell us a little bit about your testimony and what got you so on fire for being someone who's in his prime years of retirement, but serving Christ in all these ways?
So actually, it was back when I was in college, and I took a Old Testament course and the taught by an agnostic. So frankly, for the next couple of years in college, I was like, well, who's God? What's God? I mean, did Jesus exist? What's real? I mean, so it hit me around my junior year that there were two reasons that, so I'm a very logical person, so I'll start with that. That there were two reasons that I could believe that Jesus resurrected. And if Jesus resurrected, it was kind of a slam dunk for me. So for me at the time, they needed to be things that were not necessarily in the Bible.
Hmm.
You know, they couldn't be John saying Jesus is right, Lord, because right. That's a circular argument, right? So the thing that hit me was one, something happened to the disciples. Jesus is crucified.
Right.
6 weeks later, they're preaching a risen Christ.
Wow.
And they all die for it, or most of them die for it. And so, well, that's a pretty decent historical evidence that something changed in their lives, and the resurrection is at least possible as a reason for that. The second reason that stuck out to me was the fact that James, the half-brother of Jesus, was a leader in the early church.
Mm.
So kind of a theory that went around when I was in school was, well, Jesus was a regular old guy till he hit 30. Then he got this messianic vision, went around preaching for 3 years, then died. For James and then Jude as well to be in the early church, they knew Jesus growing up.
Right. Better than anybody.
Right. So they would, if he picked on them, I mean, like all older brothers do, right? They would have said, well, he can't be sinless. I remember what he did to me, you know, but they didn't do that.
Yeah, that's how
they became leaders in the early church saying that this is the sinless Messiah, Christ. Hmm. And so for those two reasons, I was like, wow, you know, Jesus must have resurrected. And then it was like, well, like I said, if Jesus resurrected, then he's Lord. I mean, how do you go any other direction?
You're confronted with the absolute truth, and then you got to do something about it. So you gave your life to the Lord at that point.
I did, yes.
That is awesome. In college, and everything changed, huh?
It did, yes.
That is so cool.
Yes, so it was at that point, it was like, okay, well, God, how do you want me to live?
Yeah, he's a logic guy, a math guy, a numbers guy. He's been in all kinds of roles, I guess as CFO, as CPA, different roles with different companies, but God's blessed him immensely in that, but he loves Jesus. You just heard about his testimony. And you've also, in addition to this math curriculum that you're putting together, and we're talking to you about how we can get the Truth Network in these schools, so we're trying to find ways.
We're trying to do that too, trying to convince Stu to be a donor.
I love it. You got me. I want to reach these kids at a young age and let them educate them about Christian radio, you know, get them in that and sponsor this, trying to figure that out. In addition to that, you're going over to the Ukraine. Now, tell us about what God's doing there, because old Scott Reed and Rick Reed and all these guys are fired up about what God's doing. There's seminaries starting up over there.
There's
business people you go to.
Right. So the strategy is something called business as mission. So we go to teach local business owners about business strategies, finance, human resources, marketing, and strategic leadership.
Mm.
And then they come to the U.S. and stay in the houses of people here and learn more about how business is done in the U.S. But they're also put into Christian homes where they have a week with Christians.
Awesome.
So it's making so to start with, I would say one of the pastors in Lviv, Ukraine, was very skeptical. He was like, "Hey, the business people over here, they're hard. You know, I just don't think we're going to be able to reach them." But after the last 4 or 5 years in Lviv, he's now come back to say it's working.
Wow, that's awesome. Yes. Dennis Lennon also
and
is involved.
Dennis is actually the one who heads up the whole mission.
We've got to get him in here. I always call him Daddy Warbucks, you know, because he's got the tuxedo at the Christmas program and the bald head.
Yeah. Dennis would love to tell you more.
What a heart for God he has. Well, thank you for what you're doing. And you're challenging everyone out there that looks – maybe they're eyeing retirement. They're more concerned about their 401k and the money they're going to have and the fun stuff they're going to do. But will you challenge everyone out there as believers, whether they're young, whether they're eyeing retirement, about a life invested for the kingdom from a guy like you, what would you say?
So actually, where I would say is to think about it as generosity. Hmm. Think about that what we're really doing is sending a thank you note to God for what he has done for us.
Oh, wow. It,
you know, if we were to talk to someone who had just almost died, and that person immediately, they're grateful for the person that saved them.
Yeah.
And then second, they're like, oh, wow, well, what's my purpose? You know, God, I'm supposed to be dead. I'm not dead. What should I be doing with the rest of my life? Good. That's where we are spiritually. We're dying or already dead.
Yeah.
Christ saved us. Well, then it's logical that one, we should be grateful, totally grateful. And then second, that we should say, well, now what's my purpose? Because I was dead. I'm nothing but dead.
Yeah.
But now I've been saved. Well, why?
Yeah.
Why did you save me?
Mm, that's beautiful. It's almost just like you quoted Galatians 2:20.
Yeah.
I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I,
right,
but Christ lives in me. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Joe, I love that. I'm going to use that today.
All right.
How is my life a thank you note to the God who saved me
exactly.
and set me free?
Yeah.
Bless you, brother.
Yeah. Be generous. Be generous. That's the call that God asks. Whether you have money or not money, he still wants you to be generous.
Generosity.
Yeah.
He's a generous God.
He is.
That's why we're here, right?
It is.
And we're taking the message to kids with math, to Ukrainians in business, to everywhere he takes us, right?
Yes, exactly. Amen.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel, and thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.